WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the U.S. to exchange prisoners in a deal brokered by Qatar. It involves freeing up $6 billion of Iranian assets that had been frozen in South Korea. A stealth fighter has gone missing after an incident over South Carolina.
If you happen to find a state-of-the-art F-35B Lightning II, the commander of Joint Base Charleston would like to hear from you. The staff there has posted on X that the $122 million aircraft was involved in what it calls a mishap on Sunday. The pilot, though, managed to eject safely. The search for the missing fighter jet is focused on the area around Lake Marion between Charleston and Columbia, South Carolina. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden in New York for meetings at the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with him later in the week. Zelensky will also address the General Assembly this week. Day four of the auto workers' strike against Detroit's Big Three. So far, no deal in sight. This is ABC News. With the threat of a government shutdown looming at the end of the month, some House Republicans say they have a compromise deal on a short-term spending plan, but it's unclear if it has the votes to pass. One major part missing, any more funding for Ukraine. The death toll in last week's flooding in Libya now approaching 12,000 people. Thousands more are still missing. ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell in the hard-hit city of Derna.
Some of the eyewitnesses talk about moving up from the ground floor of their apartment block because they could see the water rising. They moved up to the third floor, then the fourth floor, and then they realized that the water was as high as four stories and they had to move right to the top. And when they got to the top, they could see neighbors' buildings essentially being swallowed by the water. People on top of those buildings being swept out to sea.
The city flooded when dams broke loose. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
People you know, call 920 Roofing.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back on a good-looking Monday morning, although it's not a victory Monday. We feel like it's a victory because we have a very, very special guest in the house with us, Kathy Larkin.
You're so good for my ego.
Oh, man.
I got to hang out with you more.
How much fun did we used to have back in the day, huh?
Oh, it was, yeah. It was good.
I'll be honest with
you.
Lots
of good memories.
I used to come in hungover once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I think I probably did too.
Me and Frankie Winters. Todd, remember Frankie Winters?
Bag of donuts.
Bag of donuts. Yep. Every Thursday at about 4 o'clock, I'd get a phone call after practice. Yo, man, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, nothing, Frank. Hey, I'll go out and have dinner. Yeah, okay. So me and Frankie would go out and have dinner every Thursday night. That was their night off.
Yep.
And we had such a good time. And we used to be, you and Doug were awesome. I mean, what a great show you guys had.
We were real lucky that we ran into each other. We had such great chemistry.
It really was just
a natural thing. It wasn't something somebody came up with, like this brilliant idea to put these people together. It just happened, and it worked, and it was fun.
Awesome.
And it really did. And you were so involved in the community. I remember the city sesquicentennial, our 150th birthday party. You guys had a cake, and you were really into the community, promoting it. And we talked a little bit about Sybil Hop and the Bay Beach and events there. So do you still see Doug? Did you ask that? I'm sorry.
I do. Doug took me to
give him a call.
He is my favorite.
Doug took me to, Doug took me to a Bucks game.
Todd, let's call.
last year. My first Bucks game. It was great.
Your first Bucks game?
At the Pfizer.
At the Pfizer.
Yep. Yeah.
Isn't that place awesome?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never been there.
Oh, man.
Well, that was my
first
time. It was awesome, though. It was really fun. I mean, we went out for dinner, and we talked. Well, he talked, you know, most of the time. I got a word in edgewise once in a while.
Yeah. But that Pfizer Forum is great. The music's great. The food is excellent.
The atmosphere. It's just for the atmosphere.
Good energy.
You don't even have to like basketball.
Right.
Just go and have a good time.
So you live in the community. You've stayed in the community. Thank you for doing that. How do you think the community's doing? You know that we are rated this number one place to live.
I know.
I'm sure you do know.
I went, what?
We've disputed that a couple of times.
I thought, what person
in the community, what multimillionaire, knows somebody at the, what was a magazine?
US News and World Report.
I thought somebody has a connection there or something.
Yes, thank
but that's
you.
Okay.
Thank
I mean, it is a great place. I wouldn't have stayed here if it wasn't such a great place to live and work.
But how do you think we're doing? I mean,
I think we have a ways to go, but I think we've come a long ways. I mean, I think, actually...
Parking tickets are way too expensive.
Oh, I was just going to say...
Okay.
The one thing I really can say I actually hate about Green Bay...
Yes.
...is that you have to pay to park down here.
Thank you.
I absolutely hate it. Because nowhere else in this area...
Yeah.
Metro,
we
everywhere in this area...
We want people to come downtown.
But we make them pay to come down here.
$22 to park.
Right. I just poured 400 quarters into the meter out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you see our table out in the lobby? It's all quarters. Well, how many quarters?
$300 worth.
Quarters.
$300 worth.
Oh, I'm glad you told me. On the way out, I'll make sure I help myself.
grab a handful.
Anything worse to discourage people to come downtown where you're trying to revive the downtown and then charge them $22 if they're a minute over on their parking
meter.
Because
there's not a lot of places to come down here that you'd want to stay long enough at this point.
Exactly. And unbelievable. And the mayor won't do anything about it.
All right. Well, anyway, I think there's a lot of good things, though, going on. We didn't win the award for parking. But
whoever runs for mayor next term, I will vote for the opposite person. If they say we're going to reduce parking tickets, I don't care whatever else they say. If they have it on their thing that we're going to reduce the price of parking tickets, I will vote for that person.
Or just not have parking tickets.
No, one of the
don't
two.
Make you pay to park.
Exactly. I will do everything to get this current mayor out of office if he still has the $22.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
He's doing some good things, but parking is something that needs to be addressed.
I live by the mayor's dad.
You do?
Right down the street.
Then tell his dad to reduce parking tickets.
He's a good guy.
I run against him.
But, all right. John, you got to live in the city for one.
You do?
I think. Yeah, you do.
You have to live in Green Bay proper.
I live in Manitouac.
Not even Alloway.
You do?
Oh, I love Manitouac.
I used to work in Manitouac.
I love the lake shore.
I worked there at one time at the job center.
Neshoto Beach is the coolest place in Wisconsin.
That is like...
And nobody knows about it outside of it.
I grew up there. Yeah. Right. I grew up there.
And didn't appreciate it probably, huh?
We went down there a lot.
It's a beautiful area.
It's unbelievable. It's
beautiful.
Especially when you... don't live there. It's like, wow. Yeah. And then
you go to
the West Coast and you're on the ocean. It's like, wait a minute. We kind of have this in two
mini
rivers.
Ocean.
Absolutely.
Right. Because if you can't see across the horizon, it's an ocean, right?
I've always called it that.
And by the way,
I thought it was.
It's a lake. We're good friends. Actually, my son Dominic, you remember Dominic?
Oh, yeah. Good looking. Well, I got to be careful because I'm, well, I can say that now. I'm an old lady. He was a good looking kid.
Yeah. Kathy was literally, I announced Dom being born on Kathy's show.
Which makes me feel really.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, but, where's my walker?
He's got a good friend who's from Morocco, was a student at St. Norbert. And he took her there and she goes, what sea is this? And it's like, you know, from people, they don't realize it's just a lake. Yeah, they thought it was a sea. It's unbelievable. But anyway, so Friday night, get this. So, you know, the glam band?
Yeah.
They're great friends of ours. Wonderful
they are.
Guys.
I don't know them well,
but I know who you're talking
They're
about.
They're awesome. Right. We've had them in here. So my cousin, my little cousin, was like 14 years old. He's an unbelievable drummer. And he performed with them a couple of weeks ago at the Manitowoc County Fair.
Oh, cool.
And was a huge hit. And he's going to perform with them again Friday night at the Wharf in Manitowoc.
Okay.
And if you've never been to the Wharf in Manitowoc, it's a fantastic place.
That whole community, the lake. But isn't that nice that the glam band? Such good guys. I really lean into this mentorship. And I think to give a kid... be it 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever, an opportunity, and be it even interning in the mayor's office. But you know, you give them that little break. And I mean, his nephew is a good drummer. He's 14, and you know, drumming.
I always wished I was a drummer.
Right. Me too.
It's the bass player and the drummer make the band. Period. Oh, yeah.
The only thing I wouldn't do if I was a drummer.
He's really, really good.
He's really good. I'll show you. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't do the foot thing. I think that's too complicated to have to do the foot thing and drum.
So that's why
you're good though. That's what makes a good drummer.
I know.
Right, the pat in your head. Pat in your head and
it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Yeah. Todd, you're with me on this?
Yeah. Well, no, okay, John. So I am a drummer. And if you're not going to do
Todd, okay.
I'm more in love with you now.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're not
How much cooler is Todd than us?
I know, that hurts.
He's got a cooler haircut than
he's
us.
He's got a beard.
He dresses better than us.
Right.
He's got a beard, which
he knows
can't
everybody.
Grow.
Yeah, now he's a drummer.
That's not much of a comparison. That's not making me sound great comparing me to you guys. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Wow. The bar wasn't exactly set real high. I hear what you're saying, Todd.
Wow.
I mean, these guys, for their place in society, these guys look pretty good.
Okay,
for their age.
Kathy is never coming into our studio ever again.
And
Kathy Larkin is our guest host today.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys both look great. You know, for where you're at in life. You do. You look good. You're both very handsome.
What is that?
Don't even. Yeah, now like, it's just
trying to get out of it.
Like she's still trying to
climb out of here.
For where you're at.
I'm slipping.
Wow.
For where you're at in life.
Where you're at in
life. I don't think I like that.
I don't either.
Bad qualifier.
Fact, that was the worst fact, backhanded Johnny, compliment ever.
I know I don't
for where
like
you,
that.
Being close to death.
Right.
You guys don't look so bad.
With 1 foot in the grave.
Wow.
But you've got great personalities.
Wow. Yes, you do.
You still do.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well,
sorry.
Kathy, tell what are your plans? You're going to run for office?
Gosh. You know, I actually thought about it at
one
time.
Great.
But what people in political limelight have to go through.
I don't know
if I would really. I don't. You know, I'm Irish, so I have a little bit of a temper, and I don't.
So do Italians and Germans.
Yeah,
so
I'm Irish and German. So you know, like I use social media to like vent a lot of stuff, you know, because it's safe, really. But I don't know if I could, you know, I was called a smart mouth by my father growing up, you know, and it was appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if I would do well with some of the questions, and I think I would be a little too real to be. No, like you were a politician, Jim, and you still are. But because you're even keeled, you know, if something needs to be said, you would say it. But you don't, you know, I would say things I think that would be probably more of a personal attack and offensive to people when maybe you're not supposed to do that stuff.
Well,
I'm not sure that would be very popular with many people.
I think it'd be tremendously popular.
I just don't know if I could keep my cool.
I know, but I think people are so fed up with the as you just said, the BS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He whispered it though.
He whispered it.
I gotta be careful. I learned that the hard way.
You can still hear it on the mic.
The first week they're like, we all heard that, Jim. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that you could hear that. So
yeah, there's cameras and microphones everywhere.
I know. Although we don't have our camera hooked up. We got a camera here, but it's not.
But when we get people on that know the community, that really care about the community, and really, Johnny, I do ask them if they've considered it. I mean, there's obviously
there's many times I've been inspired, like, God, because I truly believe that what happens is the people that should run never do.
But that's because of some of the reasons you're talking
about.
But
and that's why things don't change a lot, because, I mean, look at the Green Bay City Council, for one. I mean, that's something that I think has, you know, And the Brown County. I mean, everything. New people. I mean, I like to see more women are running. I like to see that.
Yeah.
Because it has happened, especially in the Brown County board. But I think more women need to run. I think, you know, we're all people, but there's a chemical that's different in our bodies that makes us think differently, handle situations differently. And
well,
I think that's good.
Diversity is good all the way around.
Diversity is awesome. And I think that is one thing that's starting to change in this area, but again, not enough.
But like
not quickly enough.
But a lot
behind.
Of people run unopposed, and that's wrong.
Oh, right. Is that really running?
Yeah,
I've never had that.
Yeah, no, you. Well,
but you're 10-0, right?
Yeah, I am. But still, and I think that
he's run 10 times.
Yeah,
and he's won 10 times.
Yep. And by the way, Jim, I have never ridden the Zippin' Pippin'.
Oh,
that's all right. Give me something.
No,
yeah,
we got.
Sorry, I just had to say it.
That hurts.
Sorry.
What was our other one?
I've watched it.
Have you been?
I've been
Kathy?
Out there. I've watched people on it because it's so cool. I'm not a big roller coaster.
Oh, that's
person.
Not a big roller coaster. It's only. It's not
I
that
know,
big of
but
a
it,
drop.
What was Kathy, our other been, rickety? Kathy, it looks been, rickety.
That's why we designed it that way. It's a wooden roller coaster. Have you been to House on the Rock?
No.
Thank you.
Jeez, Kathy.
Wow.
Okay.
This is
my parents have been there from Minnesota. They're dead now, but they were there.
This is
I haven't been.
This is my greatest morning ever. Todd, I'm undefeated. This is phenomenal.
So am I.
Oh, my goodness. Can you stick around a little bit more?
Oh, yeah.
One Thank more you. Segment. Thank
Kathy
you.
Kathy Larkin joining us in studio. This is fun. Mine or the mayor, back after this.
You see dimensions into state your case with black or white. But when one little Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
The Village Grill in Green Bay reminds you that the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from the Village Grill in Green Bay. For great food in a hometown atmosphere, stop in or call 920-336-9901. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
For the best bumper music of all time.
Yeah, he is.
Of all time.
But we got to throttle back on compliments to Todd. He's been kind of winning the race here.
I agree.
Let's say that music was okay.
I'm with you. That's okay. Fair music.
I'll apologize. I'll tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
When I have a partner in crime, and I do this morning with Kathy Larkin, I tend to go over the edge. Yeah. So I blame it on her, but I apologize.
What's up? Let me ask you something. I was reading about Larry Lujack. We've talked about WLS. Yeah. And we're going to get one of the big-time announcers on that you've never heard of, Jim.
Yeah.
And but Todd and I and Kathy, of course, would know the WLS.
I used to listen to WLS on my ball and chain radio as a
Wasn't
kid.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
WLS was like
Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. Chicago weather.
Yep.
And but Chris Eric Stevens is going to be coming on our show.
Get out.
Yes. And Jim's like, I never heard. No, why would we want him on? I've never heard of him. And it's like, well, he's really a big time announcer. I never heard of him. Nobody's ever heard of Chris Eric Stevens.
Oh,
but anyway,
man.
I was reading this story about Larry Lujack, who was legendary, and he's passed away too. But it said if he ever had to play Surfing USA again, he would literally kill himself. Todd, what was your song you had to play the most where it's like, I never want to hear this ever again?
Oh, there's so many. The 80s, I know a lot of people like 80s music, but I'm so tired of 80s music.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is people think you play what you like.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
No, you don't.
What was yours, Kathy?
Not since 1980.
I hate this song so much. What was yours?
Man, there was a few of them, huh?
Yeah.
Because radio just beats the heck out of
when you're in
the
radio.
Top songs.
Right.
Every 3 hours they play.
Yeah.
Every three
over
hours,
and over.
The top 20 songs play. Every three hours. No matter what you're listening to, even on like Sirius radio, if you have that, you still are going to hear the same songs if you keep listening to a certain station
all
the time.
Agree. Yeah. Even on my drive in from Manitowoc every morning, I have to switch around because it's like, okay, I like this station, I like this music, but this was at the same time yesterday.
I honestly listen to many I listen to sports talk a lot and talk radio. It's always what I really wanted to do, but never got to.
Didn't you used to do the GB games, the women's games?
Yes.
You were
I was a
PA announcer, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Those were fun days.
I'm with you on talk radio. That's what I listen to. I can listen to music anytime with Echo or with Alexa.
What I
want to listen to when I want. But I do like talk radio, and I think there is, you kind of feel like they're talking to you, even though I know they're talking to a lot of other people.
And maybe it is as we get older and more mature, we care more about issues and things that are going on, and I'd rather know what's going on. Sports talk, I love. I love to talk sports, and I know that's a little weird because, I mean, not a lot of women. I think a lot of women in this area love to talk sports. Oh, you'd
be surprised. When I did sports talk, you would be shocked. Half the audience was women.
Yeah. I love, but I also listen. I mean, this is now my new favorite show, and I'm not just saying that. But
really?
I didn't know about it until recently.
Todd's taking all the credit.
How about the hosts?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Todd.
Well,
thanks.
No,
yeah.
Todd's great. And we, Johnny and I, get out a lot, and we don't do near the community events you did, which would not only support the event, but also probably get our name out there a little bit more. And that was part of going out all
the time.
Oh, yeah, you guys were great.
You know, you went out everywhere and did everything.
It was a part of your job. Right.
Expected. You didn't get paid extra for any of it.
Packer Sundays would be in a bar someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, hosting a thing.
Remotes from around the stadium in, you know, 20-degree weather.
Absolutely.
And, let me ask you, did your co-host ever kind of get on your nerves spending all that time with him?
Oh, yeah. And he'd say the same.
So
he'd say the same. It's natural.
Give Todd his number.
It's a marriage.
Give Todd his number. Let's try to call him real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's retired, so he's probably sleeping.
Yes.
No, he's up. He plays pickleball a lot. Oh. He's a pickleballer.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
He's a pickleballer. Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So, Kathy,
you and I should play pickleball.
Yes.
I kick your butt. But
okay, let's do that.
For money.
It's right across
the street. For money.
It's right across the street from my house.
For money, yes or no?
I think you're into me for a couple hundred bucks, aren't you? With some bets?
Like a hundred.
Okay. I gotta get my glasses on to see this. Isn't that sad? You know, here we go.
Kathy, first thing I said today when I walked in, oh my god, where are my glasses?
You did.
Has anybody seen my glasses? So I can't read a paper today because I don't have my glasses.
The cleaning people come today, so we'll find them. Kathy, so let's talk about...
How about this? If I beat you, I get Milton for a week.
No way.
His dog, Milton.
No. Oh.
His dog, Milton, he takes him to... He's the only dog in America that doesn't know how to swim. He has to take him to swimming lessons, put little floaties on him.
Oh, that's my dog.
Is that
a Labradoodle?
Nope, that is an Airedale Terrier.
Oh, wow.
His name is Clark.
Clark.
Yes. All right. He just faded away. But yes, I will show you a picture.
He's going to show you a picture of
his
dog.
I love my dog.
You know what Clark looks like. Todd knows because we're social media buddies.
Okay.
Here
we go, Kat. Hang on. That's Milton.
Oh,
doesn't
cute.
He just have a look of, I'm cool. I'm the mayor's dog.
I run this place.
I'm the mayor's dog.
I run this show.
I'm the coolest dog in Green Bay.
I love him. So anyway, Kathy.
His car is full of slobber.
I'm sure. His windows, mine too.
Everything just full of slobber.
I'm with you.
I clean it when I take John.
No, he doesn't.
Kathy, you talked about this community, and you've been here since 86.
Yeah, a long time. This is my home now.
You think we're kind of deserving of this best city, but we have work to do.
Yeah.
Is it better than Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay,
good. What?
Well,
things,
not politically,
you got
though.
You got, hang on.
Oh,
second.
Wait. We got
Todd,
to
not
the
politically.
Todd, what do we have?
It's not better than Minnesota politically, I would say. But
hang on.
So one half of the Doug and Kathy show from, you know, long time here in Green Bay is on the line with us. Big thanks to Doug for answering the phone this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Kaufman.
All right.
Doug.
Hey.
He sounds like a retired guy.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey.
So, Doug, we are here with, we have this Who Are You? We play the music from The Who, and it's a special guest, and we give clues. And our special guest today was none other than Kathy Larkin. And as we talked to her about how much she enjoyed her career here and what her future is, your name kept coming up and coming up as someone she loves, and Johnny, and of course, I used to do events with you as well. So welcome, Doug. What are you doing now?
Well, thank you. Because I'm retired, I'm still sleeping.
You never know it from your voice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I thought it sounded like you were in your car.
No.
Oh.
My car. I'm retired. I don't drive.
No, that's true.
Kathy had mentioned you may be out playing pickleball.
Oh, that'll be in a half hour.
See?
All right.
Yeah, I don't stretch. Stretching's overrated. I risk all tendons.
Doug, it is so great to hear your voice. We want to have you on our program. You've done so much for this community through the radio media, and it's just great to hear you. And Kathy and Johnny and I just wanted to catch you. Sorry we woke you up.
Whenever Jim takes vacation, I want both you and Kathy to co-host with me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'd love to do it. I've told Kathy this. We see each other often enough. And,
Doug, hang on. We're hitting a hard break.
That's very risky for
me. Just hang with us. Back right after this.
Okay.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the U.S. to exchange prisoners in a deal brokered by Qatar. It involves freeing up $6 billion of Iranian assets that had been frozen in South Korea. A stealth fighter has gone missing after an incident over South Carolina.
If you happen to find a state-of-the-art F-35B Lightning II, the commander of Joint Base Charleston would like to hear from you. The staff there has posted on X that the $122 million aircraft was involved in what it calls a mishap on Sunday. The pilot, though, managed to eject safely. The search for the missing fighter jet is focused on the area around Lake Marion between Charleston and Columbia, South Carolina. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden in New York for meetings at the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with him later in the week. Zelensky will also address the General Assembly this week. Day four of the auto workers' strike against Detroit's Big Three. So far, no deal in sight. This is ABC News.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes, and allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Kathy Larkin, our very special guest. We've got another special guest on the phone. Kathy, reintroduce this young man.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the better half of the Doug and Kathy show from eons ago, my friend, my pal, my ex-co-host, Doug Kaufman.
You're right. Doug.
He's still there, Doug. Uh-oh.
Did he fall asleep?
Doug?
I'm right here.
Okay, Doug, what? No, right.
He's putting on, he was lacing up his shoes. It takes a while. He has to put him up on a, he has to put his leg up on a chair to lace his shoes up now. I know.
So?
Before we get too far, John, how long have I known you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
35 years?
Yeah.
40 years?
Yeah, mid-80s probably.
I wish to commend you. Congratulations. And I'm so pleased I was part of the first heartbreak you've ever hit.
You're right. Oh, my God. You're exactly correct.
Usually he was in the bathroom when those happened.
That's happened.
I used to have a tendency to just kind of meander and
I remember
not
that.
Go to breaks and stuff. Yeah, you're right, Doug.
Yeah.
But you know what? You used to have that little switch where you could just shut me off. Remember that? You're just like, boom, my nose gone. Yes.
I'm willing to buy that switch, Doug.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Doug, it's
how
so funny.
How are you, Mr. Mayor?
I'm fine.
When I was talking to Todd, and you know Todd Michaels, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they were asking if I could run the board in an emergency. And I said, the last time I ran a board, we had these huge big knobs and these huge big switches and a reel-to-reel machine and a cart machine. And it's like, you might have as well been talking about, you know, the first guy to the moon or something. It's like, what? How? I don't understand
So the
this.
Answer was no. Then.
The answer was no. We're not going to try to teach Mino how to run a board.
That is
yes.
true.
So are you telling me? They don't have those now?
it's moved on, Doug. It's a whole... But Kathy and I were talking about it. Walk into your studio and you would have all your carts organized really nice
sure.
and handwritten how long they were and everything. Those were the days.
And Doug, do you miss those days? We sure miss you. Do you miss those days?
You know what? I do. In fact, I was mentioning I see Kathy often enough. And, you know, I miss them. I don't think it ever gets out of your blood. I haven't been in a radio station in almost 16, 17 years. The last time I was in one was the day I left. But I still have dreams. I don't dream. I worked for Schneider for a number of years then. I never dream about trucks or trains or anything like that, but I still dream about radio, which is amazing that happens.
You were so good at it. And I was talking to Kathy earlier while you were sleeping. About
just napping.
Just how you guys.
I was sleeping.
How you really leaned into the community. I just remember you cutting cake for you did so many things, but the sesquicentennial, you're out on the corner and just cutting cake and doing a remote. And you're just very, just good for this community. And people miss that. And I hope Johnny and I can bring a little of that back to Green Bay. We don't have to talk about what's on Hunter Biden's laptop or what Trump's thinking.
You should see what's on the mayor's laptop. He left it open one day. Oh my God.
That is so not true. That
unbelievable.
Just,
solitaire?
That's what it was. It's solitaire.
I don't know what it was.
I play it.
Weird stuff.
But there's so many good things going on in the community. So we're hoping we can bring part of that to Northeast Wisconsin. That's what we're working on.
You mentioned the sesquicentennial. My memory of the sesquicentennial is I was in a go-kart race, went off, got bumped, and saw somebody go off the track. And I think they ran into the mayor's son and broke his collarbone.
What?
There's
still a lawsuit pending, Doug. We can't talk about it.
That was the 4th of July event.
There's still a lawsuit pending.
It was the 4th of July.
Everybody okay?
A celebration.
I know it was like 30 years ago.
Right.
A celebration
downtown.
Wow.
Lawsuit pending.
Anyway,
we can't talk about it.
Wow.
I can't let you go without asking you, like I asked Kathy and I ask all community leaders, future plans, any chance we can get you to take an interest in politics, county, city?
I don't think that'll ever happen.
That's an opening.
I don't know.
He paused.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. There are times that you sit there and think you could be a difference maker, but the reality is there are many times I feel like people like me are just beaten down by the whole
process. We've already had a beat down, right? We don't need another one.
I sit there and you know, you talk even on the local level. I for me personally, I mean, I see so much grandstanding about Christmas trees and about libraries and about this and about that when the real problems are out there and nobody ever wants to fix them. And if you ever step out to try to say, hey, let's try to get on the same page and fix an issue for a person. If you're not on that team, you get beat down. And I think it's a terrible time. And, you know, for me, it's just like, I can't deal with that anymore.
Well, Doug, I hear you. And but our next guest is part of the place where we need to focus. You know, we have someone who experienced homelessness and is back, a contributing member of society, and actually volunteers Fantastic. Now. But look, it takes – that's where our focus should be, not on shiny buildings, not on – Christmas trees. I mean, it should be on the people of Green Bay. And Johnny and I have talked about fentanyl. We both know people who've lost people.
Horrible.
Homelessness is a problem in this community, too.
Yeah.
And it's not fun to talk about, but it's got to be talked about. And Doug, you're right about that. But there are people who do care about it, but we need to support them. And people like you and Kathy that understand, you know, I mean, this is a good community. We're very blessed to live here. But, boy, we have things we have to take care of. And like I said, I don't think it's a new shiny building or a new bridge. I think what it is taking care of the people who live here. And we just need to.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm going to vote. I'm sending you money and I'm going to vote for you.
Write-in candidate.
And I'll tell you what. I know you got your guests. I'll step aside in just a second. But thanks for letting me say this. Mayor, you took a lot of slings and arrows, and I think people who try to do the right thing take slings and arrows all the time from people who I used to think wouldn't do that and are more than willing to do it now because they think they're supposed to. And that gets to be troubling to me because yeah. I think the last few years people have been exposed for who they are and think they have the right to say what they want, when they want, where they want. That's not being woke. That's just being mean.
Right.
So
yeah, well,
I don't get it. And I don't know
either.
If I have the mettle to put up with it.
Well, I hope you
I think I should run for office.
So
what do you think,
I.
Doug?
Yeah. John, the closet's spick and span.
That is so not true. That is so not true.
Hey, Doug Coffin, this is great having you on. Kathy Larkin,
hey, John,
great having you on.
Thanks much for letting me be part of it.
All right.
I really do appreciate it.
You're
going to
be a part
you.
Of it in the future, too. We want to get you on. All right?
All right.
All right, you bet.
Thanks.
I'm down for that.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug Coffin.
Bye, Doug.
Right.
Thanks,
care,
guys. Thanks
Kathy
for
Larkin.
Having me.
It's been such a blast having you in here.
Thanks for having me.
We're
going to
have you
fun.
Again.
All right.
Is that okay?
That sounds cool.
You can
awesome.
Come in.
I can do it.
Thank
you so very much. Kathy
right.
Larkin and Doug Coffin joining us here in the morning.
Right.
And then we've got your very
we
special guest
transition.
Coming up right now.
We are going to transition to, that was fun, and we talked to people who've been part of this community, but we have a very special guest with us today, a friend of mine. You know, we talk about the great things that are going on here in Green Bay. We talked about with the Oshkosh, the boat race. St. Norbert had their big event, the Irish Fest, and
marathon,
of course, the
was
marathon,
just phenomenal.
And just great concerts this weekend. But we have our challenges here too, and one of them is homelessness. And as some of you who listen, or those of you who know me, it's something that I care deeply about, and I don't think we're doing enough about it. Even this weekend, I spoke at a local church here, about what needs to happen. But, and I said to them, Otis, I just want to tell you that I said to the, when I spoke to the congregation that there's better people to speak to homelessness than me. And one of them would be you. You've experienced homelessness. You've gotten through the process. Not only are you a contributing person in society, you also volunteer at the new community shelter at Full Circle. Tell us about getting into homelessness, Otis. Like, what happened?
Well, the process was becoming addicted to crack cocaine. Drug addiction destroyed my life, caused me to lose my family, caused me to lose my job. It's not something, like you say, it's a shiny star.
Right.
But through my drug addiction, it caused me to lose my...
So, was Green Bay helpful, or how did you get the help, Otis? Because, I mean, you've turned out great. Tell me about the process of when did you decide I need help, or did someone help you, or tell me how you got connected to the recovery.
Well, it started... Green Bay is awesome. You cannot go hungry in Green Bay because you have a lot of volunteers. You have people who care, who want to reach out to feed you, to also get you housing. The process with me, after in my recovery, like I say, me and my kids' fiance, well, my fiance separated. Mm-hmm. When we separated, I went to New Community Shelter. Like I say earlier about my addiction, I was so afraid to go back towards the addiction. The city of Milwaukee is where I grew up at. That's where I used all my drugs and bad behavior. And the fear of having to go back there, because all I did in Green Bay was go to work, go to the casino, and that's it. I don't go to bars. I don't go anywhere like that. That was the two things I did.
Yeah.
If I can ask you this question, and Jim and I have talked about this a bunch, there's not this huge leap at times for somebody to be stable and homeless. It's not that big of a chasm, is it? I mean, it can happen literally to anybody when they fall off the tracks. True?
Very true, because it's not necessarily about drugs. You can have a job, get laid off, or somebody could be a death in the family. Like I say, my trail was drug addiction, but I done met so many other people that's homeless with me living in their car, a whole family. When I was homeless, there was a family of five lived in their car. But to see him every day at a McDonald's trying to feed his family, but sitting at the table with a newspaper trying to find a job. So I've seen that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about a drug addiction that he did. He lost his job.
Right. What did New Community do? I mean, why did you pick New Community? How did you hear about it? And tell me about the recovery process. Because I don't want to overstate it, but I've gotten to know you in the last 6-8 months. I just think you're incredible.
Here's the story about me meeting New Community. Like I say, when me and my fiance separated, I had got into an argument with my oldest son. True story. Police was called. Somebody had to leave. So I'm the one that left. And the officer told me, say, I know a place where you can go. Because, first of all, I give them the utmost respect because they were so respectful towards me and felt my situation. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, one of you have to leave, and I'm going to take you to a place that can help you. Because, like I said, I never travel around Green Bay. And they took me to St. John's. St. John turned around and told me, I know a better place that can help you. Now, you want to call this weird, but this St. John is a shelter. Awesome. I give him utmost respect. I respect him more for telling me that I'm going to send you to a better place that can help you in your situation. Yeah. St. John's called me a cab, and had me dropped off at New Community Shelter. Now, this is awesome, and I thank them for that.
Oh, me too.
And when I walked through that door, like anybody that's going through something, if you can't foresee the future and you're scared and you done been in a situation that's scary, it was me walking through them doors was scared and not knowing what I was going to receive on this side. But as I walked through that door, you see the smiles. You see the greetings. Hello, what can I do for you? Yeah. The case manager went into the office.
I want to hear about that. I want to talk about your recovery process and then what you're doing now. So can you stick around, Otis?
Can I ask you one personal question? Yeah. Does anybody ever tell you look like Bo Jackson? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
That's because you do. All right, we're going to be right back. Mind on the Mayor with our special guest, Otis.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 64. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 73. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Once again, high of 64 today. Lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Monday morning WGBW. So great having Kathy Larkin, Doug Kaufman on the air with us today in our Who Are You segment. But we've got a very special guest in here right now. And I'm enthralled by this man's story, Jim.
And he's a very special guest. And as some of you know, I spend some time at the new community shelter. I so believe in it. And Johnny, you've been over there and taking
place.
The tour. Todd's come over there. And it's just a place where people's lives can be changed. And we have one of the people who've experienced that. And just before break, he was talking about what brought him to homelessness. And it was a drug addiction and loss of a job and really a severed family relationship, too. And you walked in a new community. You felt the love. You saw the smiles. And tell us about your time there. How long were you there? And what happened during your stay at New Community?
Well, first of all, they gave me a case manager. Okay. The case manager asked me, what's your goal? We're going to set a goal, not my goal, but your goal. So when you get there, you go into the office with your case manager, you sit down, he put a piece of paper out there and you say, what do you want to accomplish? And you write them down and we will give you the tools to accomplish that. Now, it's a process of doing that you have to go through also. One is you got to set aside your money to reach your goal. I was telling the gentleman the other day, I never been called Mr. until I set up a bank account. I laugh about it. I say this to the day I die. It felt so good. Because when I was coming up, we would start, keep your money in your pocket, hide your money under your mattress. You know, it's old Crown Royal bag, purple bag full of money. And set down the goals, what you want to do. And I told them I want a place, an apartment. Because when I was younger, I never had my own in the process before I had a drug addiction. I always live with somebody. So therefore I was always told you had to leave. So when I was told that I had to leave, I never had that responsibility, that structure of learning how to pay rent on myself or pay bills.
Were you ever homeless on the street, Otis?
Yes.
What's that like? Can you explain that? Like, where would you sleep?
I've slept in parks. I have slept on the window of the courthouse in Milwaukee. I slept on the bridges. I slept in the woods. Slept behind the police station because I felt safe, even though they would wake me up with the dogs and say, okay, Otis, you know, friendly, but also they have to do their job too.
Right, they got the rules.
Wow. Yes. How scary is that, sleeping out where you're so vulnerable?
Well, it comes with the territory. It's scary by knowing you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Yes, you have people that do odds and ends stuff, crime and stuff. But like I say, most of the people that are homeless is not violent.
Right.
You know.
But it's the other people that you're, you know.
Right. And like I say, that also, when I came to a new community shelter, when I said they made me feel safe, it's a family environment. And when I set my goals, okay, it took me 3 months. I lived there 3 months. And I knew that I didn't want to go back to the homes. I finally found a place that supported me. Transportation. I lived in a lot of shelters. I never seen a shelter that had their own washer and dryer. Because a lot of people think, because you go to a shelter, you got clean clothes. Go get a job. Okay? So if you are on the street and you don't have any money, how are you going to have clean clothes? New community shelter supplies you washer and a dryer and the soap. So it's that also made me fall in love with new community shelter.
So you got this, you had the security, the safety, which is number one. We've had zero incidents there since. And then you've got, and then they have you have to feed people as well. They have to eat. Before you can start making decisions, I mean, it's this whole Maslow's, you know, pyramid, right? You got to have the basics done first. And I think New Community does a pretty good job with making sure that you're well nourished.
Exactly. Also, with the program that they have, it's like I say, go get a job. You have to get out of your job. They give you bag lunches also. They prepare your bag lunches. Okay. Also, they have a meal program there that is awesome. And I'm going to say it's awesome. Don't.
Just look at Jim.
And look at me.
Thank you, Otis. A little political cover. Thank you.
I need to ask you this quick question. I know we're wrapping up time-wise, but when you were living on the street, when you were homeless, how would you eat?
We would find different places to go to.
Okay.
Like I say, to give back to the new community, I'm not just saying this. There's broke my heart. In Milwaukee, there was a place that used to be able to give you seconds.
Okay.
Then it was another organization fought against that.
Oh, no.
Yes. So some places would not give you seconds because the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Place wouldn't be able to. That's another thing that I love about New Community. And I say this about New Community Shelter. I love them. They're my family structure. We had a process of cleaning when I lived there. We had to wash the wall. To this day, of 10 years, I still wash my walls at home, and nobody had to tell me.
Nice.
Fantastic. So, Otis, you spent the time at New Community. You found an apartment, and now you actually volunteer at New Community.
Yes, because when, like I said, nobody pretty much, I can't say it this way. I have to say it this way. I was so grateful that I didn't have to go back to sleeping on windows or behind police station. I'm so grateful that I didn't go back to using drugs again. New Community Shelter not only found me that apartment, they supplied me food. They supplied me furniture for that apartment. So for me, it is easy. You had a program that all I had to do was do the goal that we set. Save up 70% of my money. Not only did they help me get all that, I still can go back there and get food. Not only when you get on your feet, you still can go back to New Community Shelter and get a basket of food. Right. You still can get supplies, bus passes. That is awesome. So I cry a lot a little bit because my heart is on my sleeve. That is the most important thing to somebody. Is to have help like that.
That's beautiful.
And they treat you with respect.
Nice. Yes. You've got respect. Incredible. Otis, thank you for coming in. Otis, and we're so glad that you've done the full circle. It was 10 years ago. Now you're one of the best volunteers and contributors at NEW. We want to have you back and talk about this. I know it's kind of hard to talk about. You're tearing up. But, you know, I mean, you love that place, and we love you. So thanks for coming in. We'll have you back on WGBW with Mino and the Mayor. Thank you, Otis. God bless.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That
was great. This guy's great.
Thank you very much, Kathy Larkin, for being here today. Mino and the Mayor back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.